Back on top in June, I said that's life.
Every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the
Hey everybody, happy April Fool's Day. I was gonna do the joke and do the whole thing and, you know, do the whole setup for the April Fool's thing, but you know what? I decided not to do that today, April 1st, 2009, for obvious reasons. I don't think people, would appreciate that too much. Especially on here, I don't think that there's any really, if you found this particular network and you found this particular broadcast, congratulations. You're one of the smarter people that has finally figured out and you're onto something much bigger than what you assumed was just, you know, minor alleged credit card debt or alleged signature loans or alleged foreclosure issues or less money issues. That this is a much, much bigger thing now. Just to begin here before we start our press conference with Bob Neverett, I wanted to let everybody know that if you heard me speak yesterday about riots, well, they have already started in London, unfortunately. But the reason why I am talking about this right now, because I just saw probably about 15 minutes ago one of the photographs that is taking place during the riots. And it says in big, huge letters on a white banner, abolish money. Okay, and this is coming from England. And for those of you that have been listening to what Bob and I are talking about, think about that very carefully, because obviously you should know the concepts of what the potentialities of that is and what the future is. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring on Mr. Neverett today. Good afternoon, Bob. Are you there?
Good afternoon, James. Yeah, I'm here. Abolish us.
Right. Exactly.
Abolish our need to have this press conference. That's going to be a while, so we're going to have to clean up these references to money and everything. What do you want to begin with, James? I find that interesting. Riots breaking out. That's what it is. It is what it is, as I said once to me.
Right. No, I know. I mentioned about that yesterday, the day before, that rioting doesn't do anything. It's not going to do anything. I mean, other than to, you know, get more people into trouble, and it doesn't really seem to fix anything. So for those of you that are out there that I know you're outraged, if you keep continuing to listen to this medicine here, I'm sure after speaking with Bob and I and you're going through the archives and so forth that you'll certainly feel better. But, Bob, go ahead. I know you had certain things that you wanted to address today, so please feel free. The floor is yours.
Great. Does my voice sound different? I'm on a different phone.
It does sound different, yes.
Yeah, my regular phone has been aborted for some reason. Maybe they're anticipating the effects of last week's show. I cannot use my phone right now for some reason, so I'm using this iPhone, so I might be a little different texture, ambience, whatever.
Okay, so, but I can still hear you clear, though, so you go right ahead.
Okay. Actually, is it clearer than the phone?
It's just different. It's just a different sound. Yeah.
All right. We've been getting some emails or directed to both of us. Here's one from Paul. He's interested to know the story of the symbol on your webpage, as it holds great significance to Paul. Is there anything you want to say before I go into the symbol?
Go ahead. Go into the symbol, Bob.
Okay, we have four ribbons there, which are intertwined like a Mobius strip. And to me, what I was thinking when I suggested these symbols, it is the four bodies, the chemical body, the astral body, the TV body, and the chip body. And each is an infinite environment in itself. And they loop separately, as well as being converged into the present post-chip landscape, mystery body landscape. All right, so we're letting them flow out and create their own zones, like the concept of money, the meme that carries on independent of any context. So with that point in mind, oh, and also there's the date. I don't know what the person means, Paul means by the symbol. I don't know if he's including the date, but the date, August 26, 08, is a big breakthrough period. It's the my point of historical significance for the arrival of 2012 and the popular imagination of 2012, and even what the Mayans meant by it. It happened specifically on August 26 last year. And you have the 888 embedded in there. 2 and 6 is 8, so 888, which is 222 points after 666. Everybody knows the 666 has a negative connotation. Well, 888 has a positive connotation, or a comprehensive detached connotation, not making anything out of the riots, either pro or con or indifferent. Just it is what it is, and it probably isn't part of your reality, since you are fragmented off like each one of those Mobius ribbons on our web page. Not fragmented in isolation like in the Matrix movie. You are intertwined. Global ESP is a given, as we said last week. Even the astral plane is inside us now and around us. And James, just a side thing to think about before I go back to Paul's question. Mm-hmm. If the astral plane is here and we're inside it, the question is, do they eat now on the astral plane? Since they are interpenetrating with us. That's something I'm going to pursue later. All right, back to this. So we have IT1, IT1, W-O-N, pun on O-N-E. IT1, IT can refer to any sense of animation or non-human itness, even though we're more and more including the itness in our own being. So it could be also IT, Intel technology, Internet technology, the Internet industry, artificial intelligence, IT. So IT1, that means everything that the Android meme attempted to create has happened. But a new dimension, the mystery landscape, has permeated and interpenetrated the four bodies so that it can refer to the mystery body also. We got multi. This is what I'm projecting in the meaning of your webpage. It can be ambiguous, ambivalent, ambient. For me, it means my team won. And if you look at the ancient H.G. Wells movie, The Shape of Things to Come, presented in the 30s, where this world government secret team took over and imposed a new world currency and a world order. We can be seen, my team is doing that, but not with the hopefully negative effects of that, as projected by these people presently rioting, trying not to allow any new world order to be implemented based on the concept of money. Definitely our team is not bringing in money. But the interesting thing is I don't think the idea of abolishing money is an appropriate, accurate statement of what one's protesting about, because we haven't had money for 50 years since credit cards came in. All right.
Right.
So
exactly.
They should abolish credit cards, support James.
No, I looked at this. I looked at this picture on the site, the picture from in London, and I looked at that. Somebody took the time out and made this huge gigantic banner. It's in front of like 1,000 people. And it just goes to show how much we don't understand. You know what I mean?
All right. I'm now going to move to another email that we got. Let's see. Someone asked. All right. Is it this one? Brandon. No, Brandon sent a comic strip. Maybe we'll go through that. Not right this second. The question here is, let me just find it. Could you ask Bob? Oh, okay, here it is. Danny says, and this relates to the symbol on our website. It says, hi, James. If possible, could you ask Bob with regards to four bodies, as it seems you can only refer to four separate bodies because the person will hide them away from you when in direct chemical body communication. As he mentioned before, meaning me, I guess, that when you are speaking with someone, you are only speaking to a fourth of them. But if, however, a person was not to hide their chip body, for example, when in chemical body communication, would the chip body, the separate body, still be relevant or exist? So an example is, Bob said on one radio show that someone might disapprove of Bush's lies to take us to war, but in the chip body, their values are different, and they are not really concerned with Bush's lies. But you could still express that chip body in the chemical if you chose to. It would seem the only thing that prevents people from expressing their three other bodies in the chemical is the fear of what other chemical bodies might think or respond. But I guess what I'm pointing out is, if you could overcome this fear, you could blend all bodies into one. Very good. Very good email. Very good question. Danny is using the language. We must talk within the jargon to refine the sort of confusion implied by Danny's statement here. Why would one think that if I meet someone on the street and I'm talking to the chip body, I wouldn't think that they are hiding the chip body. The point is that you must realize that that person has a chip body and TV body and astral body. You can't see it, but you just have to know they have it, and you might be able to bring it up with the person, but that they are not hiding it, unless Danny means people are stubborn and they don't want to acknowledge the chip body, so they hide it in that sense. If you bring up the topic, they say you're nuts and won't discuss it.
Right. Right.
So I'm not sure what Danny is saying when people hide it, but the point is that when one talks to someone, you don't hide the concept of the four bodies. You address, if the person asks you, what do you think of that sign that says abolish the concept of money, use the four-body model to answer that person's question. And therefore, you're not hiding it. And I don't think, well, you know, there is this lingering perception that one has to be concerned about your fellow chemical bodies' opinions of you. If the banks can't even organize a new level of credit and credit cards are disappearing, then thinking about your own credit card report in relation to the bank is a sign that you don't have to worry about what people think. Because what does it matter if people think, since what only mattered the last 30 years was your credit card report, your resume,
right,
your prestige. That's what really mattered. Most people are sensible today. They don't start fighting you on the street if you have a different opinion, all right? I mean, James, you experience people all the time with different opinions. You don't come to blows with them, right?
No, so, because I know that they've come to the table ill.
Ill and weak and anemic.
Yes.
And
yes.
Frank Zappa said almost 30 years ago, Americans have become cowards. On the chemical body level, they have become cowards. They do not, they go whatever, they don't antagonize you, which is a smart policy because you never know how the person's going to react. They could be violent. They're unpredictable. But most
right.
people aren't. And so in this passive level that people are in their social life now among chemical bodies, you can introduce new concepts. And if they don't respond, that's okay. It goes into their subconscious. It goes into their dreaming. It goes into something that will be sparked later. So So we begin with the concept that people are hiding away their chemical body, not for us, not for those that have learned it. We just need to point it out when any issue comes up. You always have to use the four-body model to explain any issue. I mean, how did Obama's press conference go last week? You bring in the four-body levels to interpret what areas were affected or not affected by Obama.
Right.
So then he continues, as Bob mentioned before, that when you are speaking with some, you're only speaking to a fourth of them. No, you are speaking to all four of them. You know, I don't know why, but Danny may mean that you cannot bring up the four bodies, so that's why you just address the chemical and you don't mention the other. But if, however, a person was not to hide the chip body, for example, well, you wouldn't know if they're hiding it unless they responded negatively to your suggestion that they had a chip body. That's the only way they could hide it. When in chemical body communication, would the chip body, set body still be relevant? It is always relevant. And, of course, later in this email, he gets into the merger, or he deals with the confusion of the merger of the blending. The blending is happening now, including astroplane. That's why it was important to emphasize last week that the astroplane is leaking, blending with the other bodies. It cannot tell its own separate position anymore. That's why our website has the image of the bodies, the Mobius strips of realities of each body being separate. But that is on the surface. We should allow separateness almost just so the blending doesn't get too overwhelming. But the blending is the main aspect right now. So he says, the chip body is always relevant. So so is the TV body and the astral body in relation to the chemical body. So an example, Bob said in one radio show that someone might disapprove of Bush's lies, take us to war, but in the chip body their values are different. And they're not really concerned with Bush's lies, but you can still express that chip body in the chemical if you choose to. This phrase, you could still express that chip body in the chemical, is curious. You mention the chip body to the chemical. It's almost like the four bodies don't have separate realities now. But our show is an educational program, press conference, State of the Union address, to remind us how we got to this amazing mystery landscape with the blending. So when we show the four ribbon Mobius strips, that is a reference to the archives and the course that we're reviewing of how we got to the point where the image on the website isn't relevant. It's not accurate to have the four parts separate, all right? That people don't even know there are four parts, the history of the last 30 years with the four parts or four bodies and how they've blended. So actually, there's a double meaning to the image of the web page. It's not pointing to the future. It's pointing to the past. The present,
right.
The present cannot be visualized. So the damage is, but you could still express that chip body in the chemical you chose to. He's bringing up the fact that the chip body of ourselves would not be concerned with Bush's lies. That's a good point. But that's the chip body perspective, and it is impinging on the chemical. So reviewing this, he says, but in the chip body, their values are different, and they are not really concerned with Bush's lies. But you can still express that chip body in the chemical if you chose to. I'm not sure what he means. Do you see what it could mean? You could express that chip body. I'm telling Danny, you always express the chip body in dealing with issues like Bush's lies about the war. You know what I mean? It's not you could or would, you do.
It's a constant thing that's happening all the time, correct?
Yes, and you can always bring it up in conversation. There are people who, once you bring it up a couple times, they won't want to hear about it anymore. That's okay. There's lots of other people. A lot of people are going to commit suicide on a massive level because they choose to. They want to get to the astroplane, to the bliss immediately. That's okay. Those of us who choose to stay know that we don't have to leave the physical to experience the bliss of the non-physical. The bliss is leaking through, and the effects of the bliss were already here in the electronic and digital environment because everybody's been stoned for 40 years on TV, whether they know it or not. Those that take chemical body drugs feel a vacuum somehow and don't notice that they're stoned in a TV environment. All right?
Right, exactly.
The more you recognize you're stoned by electricity already, you don't need to supplement the hollow. Probably drugs are a way to, besides trying to get bliss immediately and to feel better, they're also a way of waking up the chemical body, a nostalgia for that kind of bliss. The bliss expressed just by us being on the media here today and constantly is something that might be on the surface imperceptible, but it is there. If you leave, if you lose access to some kind of electronic and digital media, if you're like lost in the Arctic Ocean or something, you will feel a void. But if you understand why you have that void, then you won't be frantic and filling it up. So paradoxically, drug taking was caused by the chip body and the TV body or TV landscape and chip landscape earlier phases, but it is an attempt to deny the bliss or not recognize the bliss that the electric and digital environment has given us. So again, humans are stubborn and perverse in the way we paradoxically flip what's going on.
Okay, Bob, just a second. How many other questions do you have there? Because I got some flash messages that have showed up here, right here, live, that I want to make sure you get to. Are there others that are that you want to answer first, or?
No, I always like the flash stuff. That's immediate.
Okay, and, all right. And this is the immediate stuff. This is coming from Ray in Bloomington, Indiana. He says, from which body do my thoughts come, especially the ones causing me distress? It feels like a chemical body issue, but I suspect it has to do with it, with a detachment from the astral body. Would shifting my attention from one body to another be helpful to achieve a more peaceful state of mind? It distresses me to think how we've been enslaved by the money system. Thank you.
All right. The thought is the mystery landscape. Many authorities believe that all creations, all technology comes from thought. Thought is there first. Even the astral plane through the Evergreens has told me that thought creates everything. But our images of what thought is are limited. So if we admit that my thoughts are unique to me, then that means the thought plane is an area that can be hacked by individual consciousness. But there must be some group level of consciousness where thought comes from, perhaps. I'm not sure. I use the term tactility to refer to the interplay, the systole, diastole, and chicken and egg issue of whether I'm thinking or I'm being thought. So I would say that thought permeates all four bodies. The images, what you look at is the images your thought has of the bodies. So if Ray is saying that thought is something within his chemical body, and then he's talking about something else in the astral body, I would not go with that, because the image of thought should not be limited to what's in your skull or in your chemical body. There's obviously, when we live at the TV landscape level, which was 30, 40 years ago, we lived at the speed of light. That's what McComb pointed out. But once the chip body, chip landscape comes in and then gets miniaturized into the chip body, we live at the speed of thought. So we actually live thought more now. The interactivity, the tactility of thought is so subtle because you can respond and think and know you can respond. Whereas before, in the old passive TV environment, you just listened to the thoughts projected at you. You might think about them, but you weren't asked to respond. So as the responsibility, the ability to respond on the thought level is enhanced more by technology and especially the chip landscape, we only live in thought. But our images of what it is not limited to the chemical body. So the stress of living like this is the very thing that my talk is trying to assuage, to bomb, B-A-L-M, or pun on that, bomb, B-O-M-B.
Right. Exactly.
So can you just say the last part of his point? What did it lead to?
Okay, it says, would shifting my attention from one body to another be helpful to achieve a more peaceful state of mind? And then he says,
That's good. The shifting of the images of the implications. So in the chip landscape, we would think of the Thailanders. They have a phrase, the dancing of thought among words. We can say words is what the Android meme projects with the TV landscape. Thought is what we immediately respond to. Like this flash email is thought coming at us. Not word, it's thought. The Thailanders feel that when they say, I know it, I know it like a snake swimming in water. That is really the subtle levels of sense of thought among words.
Okay, all right, Bob, hold it right there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. Jane from Vancouver, we're going to get to your question and have a little bit further explanation for it, maybe in a different way so you'll understand this question. We'll be back right after this. This is a press conference again with Bob Neverett here on Cashflow, James Martinez. We'll be back right after this.
So maybe we should all be praying for time.
This is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now? That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
The Institute for Cultural Awareness presents an historic international multicultural gathering and sacred pilgrimage welcoming indigenous elders and future wisdom keepers representing the voice of Mother Earth. Beginning Earth Day weekend, April 18th through 28th, 2009, throughout northern Arizona. The heart of the gathering will be the fourth reunion of the Continental Council of Indigenous Elders and Spiritual Guides of the Americas. The intention is to unite and share the invited wisdom keepers' visions and prophesized ceremonies for peace and harmony for Mother Earth and all humanity. Make plans to attend Sedona, Arizona, April 18th through 28th, 2009. For more information, visit instituteforculturalawareness.com. You can find their banners on the AchieveRadio.com advertising page or visit instituteforculturalawareness.com.
From the beginning of time, man has sought always to achieve more. And finally, we have AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.
If you're the joke of the neighborhood, why should you care if you're feeling good? Take the long way home. Take the long way home. There are times if you feel you're part of the scenery. All the greenery is coming down, boy. And then your wife seems to think you're part of the furniture. Oh, it's peculiar. She used to be so nice.
Okay, everybody, continuing on, this is James Martinez with Cashflow here again today with our ongoing press conference with Bob Neverett. I'm going to continue on here with this question that came in for Jane because Jane, are you there, Bob?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay.
finish the Ray point before we get to Jane. The stress factor, it's the blending of the four bodies that's really creating stress on thought and the imaging of thought. And at risk of being a mantra and a hypnosis and a guru, which I don't want to be, is that listening to our shows, our archive, will relieve stress as you practice perceiving the interplay and blending of this present mystery landscape. That is our palliative, our placebo we're offering. You follow that, James?
No, I'm in total agreement with that. So, which leads me to where we are at with Jane in Vancouver, because this is obviously a new listener that's come in and has been tipped off, and I can tell their intuitive faculties are going, wait a minute, what? And she simply says, I've listened to your show many times, but I still don't understand what a chip body is. Can you explain all these bodies? Otherwise, it pretty much goes over my head. So I guess Jane is asking you to say it a different way so you can go filter through her bodies.
Yeah, if we look on our particular archives, was it the May 11th? Both the May 11th show we did on the four bodies, right? There's always that to listen to. And
yes.
We'll have to tell the person where to go to hear that. But in quick summary, and we're probably those that have heard this explanation many times, the regular listeners, they have to bear patience with people just dropping in. They have the right to know what the heck our jargon refers
to. They're new students to the class.
Yes. And so let's enjoy how they respond to this. You that know this and think you know, Danny is working with it. Previous emails are working with it. That's good. But the confusion is ongoing, so we're always students in relation to this stuff, this new landscape. But the chemical body is basically what we call the physical body, which is dominated by a description coming from what we call modern science, that we're made up of DNA, molecules, atoms, and chemicals and all that stuff, what genetic engineering works with, supposedly. The astral body is the intuition, the suspicion, the superstition that there's more than the chemical body, and all cultures have that. The TV body is the former TV environment or landscape, as described by Marshall McLuhan and others, what we're called media ecologists, that huge environment that we had to adjust to over the last 50, 60 years. The chip body refers to the chip landscape. So the chip landscape is the computer world, in simple terms, that's come in, that's gone around the TV world and the TV landscape and absorbed it. So the chip landscape, one of its characteristics is that it shrinks itself. It shrinks the old TV environment. It makes all the previous mega environments, radio, bulldozers, magazines, newspapers, television itself, the old mainframe computer environment, which were huge, it shrinks them so they're now contained in your iPhone or your little computer, whatever it is, your BlackBerry. The point is that shrinking means that the body, the being that was extended by the TV landscape and the chip landscape is bigger than the media. You have to remember that in the 30s and 40s, when you had the radio environment, especially in Germany, the Nazis took that dominant tribal drum and just pummeled the whole world with it. But they could use this huge radio environment. That's not there now. Young kids don't even know what radio is. They experience music, recorded music, in their seamless web of their BlackBerry or whatever computer they have. The thing is, the shrinking of it in relation to what we think is our physical body is the issue. Our physical body is not what our physical body is defined by science is limited to. It is more than that because it contains the TV body, which was the former TV landscape, shrunk down so it's tiny. It's one of the tiny components of the chip landscape. But as the chip landscape shrinks digitally, and we call that the Android meme, as the Android disappears, shrinks itself, then that is what we call a chip body. So we say that the words landscape, TV and chip, they have shrunk. And as they shrink, they become part of our body. But our bodies are not limited to the image we have of a chemical or physical body. So it's very hard to say what our bodies are, but we can say its constituents. It seems to have a chip organ, a TV organ, an astral organ, and a chemical organ, but I call them bodies. You can call them whatever you want. They are within your state of consciousness now, the physical level of your consciousness, because the chip landscape and the chip body and the TV landscape and chip body are technological physical realities that affect other older media when they came in. They affected the economy. So the chip landscape, which was a virtual economy in the 80s and 90s, as it shrunk, it evaporated the chip landscape. And as we all became more used to using the chip landscape as a shrunk down chip body, that caused confusion on the general social plane of what is the day and where are we. It caused so much confusion in the virtual economy, the virtual economy flipped out of itself. It collapsed. This is popularly known to have happened last fall. There is no money, there is no credit, and there is no virtual transformation of digits, O's and 1's representing money and credit. That's why the protesters are saying abolish the concept of money. You could say that's the New World Order, people, putting that in there to keep you 50, 70 years behind the game. We should be having signs, abolish the concept of the chip landscape.
Right.
That's what they'd be saying. Because the chip environment is what Bernanke, Bush, and Paulson, and Cox, on September 19th, they said that AIG and J.P. Morgan Chase and other huge corporations were too big to fail, all right?
Right.
And therefore, that justified the sending of virtual money into the black hole of those so-called responsible institutions. We all know that they didn't do what they were supposed to do with it, and they're still empty, and they still don't know, and they still request more money, more virtual digits to be thrown at them. We need to abolish the concept that they are too big to fail. And it's not just they're big and we can go back to small institutions, local banks, local currencies. No, we must abolish the concept of the effects, the unstated effects of the chip landscape. We need to understand what the chip landscape is and how it is there as an environment, and we can't get rid of it, but we've moved into a new zone with my team bringing in cold fusion and new energies, which will put a buffer around this, quote, inhuman chip landscape. But so we begin by pointing out the actual characteristics of the chip landscape and show how that's been abolished. It is really irrelevant to say abolish the concept of money. People think that money is still private property. Money ceased to be public private property in the 30s with the welfare states that came in all over the world, Roosevelt's New Deal. Money became public property. Then you get into the 50s, 60s, and money became credit, which James is an expert on. That was based on a virtual... It's a technical fact. It's a technical reality possible under digital conditions, but it is not measurable and understandable in the terms of money.
Okay, Bob, I just want to give you a quick feedback loop that's just come through here. So you achieved on Achieve Radio. Thank you, gentlemen. It makes much more sense to me now. I will review the May 11th archive, but I do appreciate the quick overview. So I think from that, you filtered through there, so that worked.
Yeah, have Jane to email you privately. What is it? Get Debt Relief Now?
At gmail.com, that's correct.
So that we can get her private email or whatever email she wants to use so we can direct her to the proper website. It's not that easy to get that particular archive right now because we were on another station and they deleted all those archives on their station.
Oh, as far as I understand, I don't even know if they're there anymore, the recordings. Of that, I think you have to pay in to go to even see those. And I haven't checked those, so I don't know 100% for sure.
We have them, James. We have them. That's why you have to go through us to get those archives. All right. So this comes back to Jane, to Danny. He says, it would seem that the only thing that prevents people from expressing the three other bodies in the chemical, you see, that's odd to say it that way. We are expressing our bodies every day just by watching someone answer their cell phone. That's someone expressing their chip body. Maybe this person, Danny, thinks that the chemical is the foundation. He's got a bias towards the chemical. He thinks the chemical body is what we're trying to get back to. We're not trying to get back to the chemical body. The new mystery body, the new mystery landscape, which is a result of the blending of these things, has created a transparent, a permeated idea of the chemical body, where the astral plane, as I stated last week, very important press conference last week, March 25th. You can get that on the Chief Radio Archives, in James' portion of that archive, that the astral plane is here. The very thing that we think we die into is now inside you. Not in a mystical thing. It is here, and you can't leave it. So you really can practice not eating because the, quote, divine energies are inside you now. You can feed off that immortal energy. And cold fusion is a physical expression of access to the, quote, divine energies, the immortal energies. So I don't want to say it's divine because that evokes a lot of cultural baggage.
Right.
It's just normal. It's sunlight. So the chemical body has merged with the astral, and the chip and the TV landscapes and bodies made that possible. It confused the astral plane hierarchy. The great masters, the Illuminati, the great white brotherhood, they're all nobodies now, and they have nothing to preserve. They don't need to be gatekeepers because the astral energies are inside it. And the main principle we're trying to develop here, it's going to take a while, is if you think it, it is real. Remember, James, I think you're familiar with the Benton Book of the Dead. Anybody
yes.
familiar with their expertise on what happened in the astral plane when you died, when you passed over, one of the concepts they floated was the bardo. And apparently the Tibetans say that when you're in the bardos and you've moved off from this world, whatever thought you think will happen, all right, you'll immediately manifest. Well, that condition that was limited to the astral plane is happening here now. With the synesthesia of these four bodies, the blending and mixing, what you think will happen immediately, just like on the astral plane. And if you allow it to happen, you'll notice it happen immediately. So this allowing things is really the subtle trick game we have to explain more.
But so that's interesting. I am remembering what you talked about, the people that brought up the channel, the medium that has a whole course on the art of allowing, the people that did The Secret, you mentioned their name.
The Abraham.
Yeah, that's correct, right. The art of allowing. The allowing is an art form, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, but usually they, in their course, that's Jerry and Esther Hicks. Esther Hicks channels the Abrahams, or Abraham, there's different ways to say it. And it's like you ask, and then you wait for the manifestation of what you ask. But you, and then once you get it, you allow it to be with you. Many people ask for something, and when they get it, they don't recognize it, or they're not sure if they really want it. They can't allow it. So the Abrahams emphasize the allowing as the final stage. My team reverses that. We say it's not 1, 2, 3, it's 3, 2, 1. Allow first, allow the most improbable concepts or ideas or things that we're talking about here, then have the asking, then have the answer, and then have the ask. In other words, once you allow it and realize it's immediately going to happen, then you don't even need to answer or ask. We're hyping, we're intensifying the allowing process that the Abrahams talk about, so that there is no waiting. It is immediately here. And if you just look at your experience on the internet, right now, if my internet was working, occasionally it breaks down, like I couldn't get on to my phone, but if it was working, I just type in, take 1 second, type in a word, and a whole bunch of information is happening. Just think of that. I mean, that's ESP. We forget that the concepts of ESP that people have talked about for centuries are actually a physical technological fact now. I have access to anything. I manifest it. So if the environment is manifesting it to me, we have to recognize it's affecting first nature. It's affecting everything in what we call the universe, including the astral plane.
So it's instantaneous feedback. From the moment you want something, you press a button and you get 50 different versions and thousands of pages of that information to fill that void for that moment.
Yeah, and it's usually an overload, so you're getting abundance. So just to select one is like instant manifestation. So it's living at the speed of thought. As soon as you think it, it's here. And that reality caused by the digital environment is permeating all previous memes and archetypes and future. It's affecting the future. So we're just, what I'm talking about is what is, this is an example of how you look at the latest medium and what it's doing to our previous thought forms, our previous images of previous media environments. The simple thing, what do the kids need to be taught today? Well, if they can manifest anything instantly, they're not even kids. And if you're manifesting that quickly, are you really in the physical? You are. We are at the most extreme forms of consciousness that people had projected through the millennia as something to come. And realizing that, you have to allow. You have to accept it. Go ahead.
That's a big step for people to even understand or even believe.
No, it's
happening anyway.
Well, that's why a press conference is a mantra, to that degree that you resist the idea. One will look in the media for examples of what we're saying, like when they announced on March 23rd that cold fusion has seemed to be realized in the laboratory by the Navy. That strikes a lot of people as reality because they believe that there are authorities running the military-industrial complex who are sensible people and will not tell us stuff unless it's proven. So something like that, coming from the old meme of the military-industrial complex, really has a lot of power. The time people work through that kind of new information will get them to understand what we said 6 months ago.
Right.
Even now, back then. So we understand that we're always making the same eureka, the same announcement. It won. It won.
Right. Over and over and over. It keeps winning. Right.
It's a win-win-win-win-win situation.
That's right.
Not win-win like Gerald Ford said 30 years ago. It's win-win-win-win-win. Plus. Okay. But it is an issue, as Danny said, is what do you say to the other manifesting winning body or chemical body? That's what we're working out here. What kind of social relations come out of the situation of understanding what our press conference and State of the Union address is about? We're still looking. It's kind of a mystery. And definitely if the astral plane is leaking through and you can have access to those energies and be dead already, that is a mystery as far as what we've known, right? It's pretty hard to calibrate yourself in relation to that. And that's the work. And I would say to Ray in Indiana or Illinois, wherever he was, that it's the meditation, the thinking, the discussion of that. You don't have to go off in a cave and disappear. The interaction in all levels, personal, psychological, social, around this new meme that I'm projecting, this new medical unconscious, that is a stress reliever.
Right.
A stress reliever. So do you have any more points?
No points have come in. I'm just waiting. Have you gone through all the mail?
Yeah, well, a person from Spain emailed me through you, and they have a question about cold fusion.
Okay.
They said... One is to ask you how you see the present situation in general and what do you expect to happen in the future. I believe you and I will come to the same conclusions from what I've heard in your interview with Mr. Martinez. She thinks I did an interview. Maybe the last show was just an interview. Is that what she's referring to?
Yeah, because she may just be hearing it out of context and not know that it's been a continuous dialogue.
Yeah, and so here's what's interesting. Before that, she says, I seem to be an extremely nice person, interested in helping improve the world through many different things, including cold fusion. I also heard during the interview that you were very acquainted with the Abraham teachings and the law of attraction and that you put them into practice. Well, no, I don't put them into practice. I inverted them. I don't use the Abraham teachings anymore. They're obsolete. So that's something she's going to have to deal with, because obviously this person greatly respects the Abraham teachings. She's going to have to understand that I'm putting something out past the Abraham teachings, right? Now, that
right.
might cause a little stress in her. That's all right. I'm not interacting with her on a chemical body level. I don't have to be too involved. She says, I myself have been acquainted with all these subjects, cold fusion and the Abrahams, for quite a long time, and try as well to put them into practice in my daily life. See, there's the phrase, try as well to put them in practice. You don't have to try. They are in practice and squared and inverted, and you've already arrived.
It's already doing it.
It's already doing it.
Automated.
I'll be interested when Jerry and Esther Hicks hear this stuff I'm saying and what Abrahams will say about me or what I'm projecting here, you know. Will they capitulate? Will they, yes, that's what we were trying to say. Because they're quite successful now and they're on a big level. So that becomes a meme, which then, quote, becomes dumbed down and it actually misses its impact. So you need to avoid success at a certain level to be at the leading edge of creation, to use their phrase. We need to be not successful. Though we're so good, James, we're probably going to be successful, but hopefully we can keep undermining it so we remain on the leading edge of the present, which is already happening. This woman asked, how do you see the present situation in general? Well, all I have to do is listen to a few of our shows. The present situation is what I'm saying right now. What do you expect to happen in the future? I don't expect anything to happen in the future because it's already happened. The most immense things I can think of, the most science fiction scenarios have arrived. So what I think in relation to the future is, am I capable of allowing it? Mm-hmm. Am I capable of allowing what's coming, the incredible non-future that will expand and become larger as I see and experience the meaning and richness of it, and it is always already here. Now, there will be an actual team bringing in Coldplay. That's a practical thing, but that's not for this woman to worry about. This woman just needs to figure out her relationship or identity in relation to the effects of the cold fusion we're bringing in. And that will just be the beginning. There's going to be incredible new technologies past that. So it's best to think that the most ecstatic vision you could have is happening right now. Have your orgasm or your mental eureka, and then see if you can pick yourself up and see what you have to pick up, what part of yourself can continue walking.
Right. Well said. I think what she's referring to is she's a. I think people are concerned with their chemical bodies. I get that on the phone from people all over the nation that they're concerned. They feel threatened. They're not sure how they're going to feed themselves and shelter their chemical bodies. It's a big concern. I can hear it in all the undertones or undertones of all email that I get.
Yeah, because people think that we're just the chemical body. That's a big part of, I would say, the present Rai-E, the original priesthood, said we were locked in the physical, and that's what it was, and that was reality. Ancient cultures could see through matter. They could see. If you see I don't remember if I discussed this last week, but if you look at a visual pun where there's the hourglass in the woman's face and it flips back and forth.
Right.
Primitive people do not see the image flip back and forth. To us, little people, it's flat on the page, and we think and we flip it back and forth. It is overlaid on the two separate realities permeating each other for the non-visually biased person. That is what we're retrieving, and the four bodies have interpenetrated. They're not flipping back and forth. And so our image of the chemical body is the Rai principle that we're working and allowing to see it evaporate. Now, that's a shocker, but that's how serious this situation is, and there'll be millions of people who will resist that, not allow it, and off themselves, and all kinds of plagues and tsunamis and wars and mass burnings. You know, you've got these people in London protesting. It might be fun to stand around the edge of that, but I wouldn't want to be in the middle of that. You're going to get run over, walked on, shot, you know.
Right.
So it's the realization that the mass mind, the crowd, is gone, but technologies have replaced the crowd mind, and it is creating a reality where there's no sense of a crowd. That's the problem, and we're all looking for the crowd. We're all looking for where our chemical bodies can fit inside of to feel secure. It's going to be very hard to find. Meanwhile, there's no need to get it.
Right. Okay, on that note, I know we're going to be finishing up now. Bob Nevert, thank you again for answering those emails that have come in. Everybody, if you do have questions regarding this press conference, please address them to me, and I will forward them to him. GetDebtReliefNow@gmail.com. And thank you very much, everybody. Thanks, Bob. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. Take care, everybody.
Hi, this is Sherilyn, and you're listening to AchieveRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of your credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good? Now? That's right. Call our 800 number and listen to the 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
You're listening to AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.